Hello everyone, this is Carly on Bright Young Radio. Today we are going to have Charlie as a guest from Chuck the Magpie. And we've already had an introduced to Chuck on this radio show, but then this is gonna be the first time for us to have Charlie from Chuck the Magpie, and we are going to talk about his new album. And today, okay, so today's first song is from Chuck, and this is called The Lunatic. Enjoy it. Yeah, listening to Fresh on Radio, and that was Chuck the Magpie with The Lunatic. So we're going to have a Charlie for the first time. Hello!
Hello!
You must be so shy.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of voice is that? Are you okay to continue doing?
Yeah, of course.
So... nice to meet you, everyone.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's quite fun for me to see you being like that, being so shy.
Because I'm shy.
But I remember the first time when we met, you were very shy, and you didn't even look at my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what's happening now again. So, this is quite fun for me, but. Yeah, I think you need to explain the concept of this Chuck the Magpie project.
First.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is too much. So obviously we took the name from a bird, magpie, because the bird tried to collect some glittering stuff. So.
Go ahead.
英語は助けられません。
だってゲームやってるんだもん。
言うなよ。
Alright, okay. Okay. So, what kind of like concepts do you try to show?
We try to collect some glittering things in the Renaissance period and try to revive them in the present era and then get back these elements to the people.
Mm-hmm.
in the present time.
Mm. Oh my god, you're so shy. I didn't expect this. Like, because when we talked in the Japanese version, like you talked a little bit more, slightly more, but now you're totally like really quiet.
Especially because somebody is playing a game next to me. It's so disturbing.
You can't get your eyes off that. Yeah?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, so that's why I said this is the concept of this like a project you checked the monk by. And then you have this like two characters on it. Mm-hmm. One is the Chuck as everyone the other knows. The Charlie.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think we've already explained about Charlie before on this radio show.
I guess so.
How he was born,
mm-hmm.
because of the unit called the
Chariots,
yes. So, but we'd never had him before on this radio show. And finally you are here, mm-hmm. and we've already explained you on Facebook, our mm-hmm. Facebook,
mm-hmm.
through the London tour, which we took on in this July,
mm-hmm.
and you performed in London.
Yes.
So, some people that might know about you, but like, yeah, maybe like I thought like people's gonna be very confused about that.
I know, and people are asking me if they should address me as he or she, and
yeah, but it's really interesting for me to meet this like two people.
Mm.
So that, and you guys have a completely different personalities. So, yeah, it's really, how to say? So, like, if you guys had this, how to say, some scene that which you were, like, good at more, the better than mm-hmm. other. So
it's like different channels.
Yeah, exactly. So, what's your part? Charlie's part. What are you trying to do through this Chuck the Magpie project compared to Chuck's part?
I'm more into music, fashion and things like that, whereas Chuck is more into presenting and creating something using music.
Okay. Alright, okay, so Then now you guys are creating this new album, and then so what's the concept of that one?
It's on a play called Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to create one song for each act in Hamlet, and try to make this play quite relevant for people.
Alright, thank you so much. And we're gonna play today's second song. This is called As a Shadow with Chuck the Magpie. Enjoy it.
A red flower in her hair. She walks along the meadow. The boy that finds her waves his hand right through the shaking window. As she walks up to him, the path becomes more narrow. As the sun is setting, the gods left in the meadow. Can you lend me the shadow? Is asking who? Shadow, as a shadow, boy has found a darker shadow coming from the hill. As the sun has set there, the snow already come and chill. As the darkness still coming.
You're listening to Fletcher Radio, at that was Chuck the Magpie with the As a Shadow. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you okay, Struna?
It's okay. I can do it. We can do it.
We can do it. So, like, if you need it, it's okay that you try to call Chuck to front.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Are you awake? Can you talk for me?
Hi. ということなんですけど。
So recently, you guys, Akiyoshi and then Chami, hang out a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
And you guys like sending me like crazy pictures.
Crazy pictures.
Drunk calls. You make drunk calls, but like, how is it? Like how you guys are working on some project together or something? なんか一緒にプロジェクトとかやってる。
Yeah, but I can talk about why. It's no time.
But with
I want to be secret. About my project.
So it hasn't finished yet. So yeah. You don't want to talk about that until you finish it.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a very difficult guy.
Yeah, kinda. He's kind of like really mean sometimes. Nasty one. Joking, just kidding. He's a good guy. He's just fun
he's
to have.
He's taking care of me.
Yeah. He's really nice to hang out. I mean, going to get drinks together. But he's not as strong.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get a drunk, so.
But when he drinks with me, he really takes care of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he doesn't do that to me. Why?
Probably he thinks that he has to treat me like my brother or something.
Oh, is that true?
Charlie
と一緒に飲みに行くときはすごいなんかこう気遣ってくれるけど、私と飲みに行くときは全然そういうことないよね。それもなんかチャーリーが多分弟かなんかだと思ってくれてて、それでこう優しくしてくれてるんじゃないかなって話だったんですけ
ど。ああ、なるほど。ああ。わけ隔てないけどね。
何それ今のさ、否定
なの。何で収録中で、座れ座れ。
No violence, please. No violence. So you guys are not drunk tonight, please.You're having just a fizzy water tonight. So. It's not alcohol. So you guys are like brothers?
He just says no.
え、何？
悲しいね。
悲しい。
ね。
そう、I think, I think, my brother and sisters. I feel like brother and sister to Charlie.
Okay, so you think I am like your little sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
でもな、そうでもない。そうでもない。
Not really.
そうでもあのダメなお兄ちゃんだよね。先に酔っ払ってね。
そうね。
またあの人は
ね。Not like a good brother for me.
弱いのはもう有名ですし。
So I always like look after him when he comes drunk. Yes, but usually like you know his girlfriend comes to a drinking party as well. So in that case,
is it okay to talk about girlfriend and boyfriend stuff here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, she was here at some you know once.Like, she didn't talk much, but yeah, we've already mentioned about her before,
okay.
So it's so nice. And yeah, I'm quite open about my boyfriend as well, so I don't mind to talk about that then.
I don't want to talk about my sexual life here.
Personally, I'm really interested in it. But I know you can't talk about that here, so maybe we got drunk in the private. Yeah, we can talk about that. But, it's quite interesting for me, subject for me, a body. I think it's really interesting for everyone that, about those subjects of anyone. So.
Is it because it's kind of gossip or why?
Well, like, everyone likes this kind of topic, I guess, because it's quite private stuff, so you can see the.
And it's the nature of human being, right?
Exactly. So, and it's not even only human being, but also all animals need it. So, it's a very interesting topic, I guess. And through talking about those subjects, you can see the way they are.
Really?
So, yeah, for me, like, yeah. So, like, yeah, because when you meet new people, like, it's not, like, easy for you guys to talk about this topic at the first place. But when you know that person for a long time and get closer to the person, that, you know, you guys get drunk and then you start talking about those topics. And in that time, I feel like I'm finally... we are very close friends, and it's so good to know that how...
Is it good to know?
I think so. It's really quite... Everyone has this secret stuff, right?
So you want to know more pervertic stuff?
No, I mean, like, it's good to, like, share the kind of,
good
like,
to share.
Secrets to someone who is close to you. Then finally you can feel like, oh... I can be very honest, and I can show the way I am to...
Being open-minded.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I understand. Like,
I'm not like a pervert.
Okay.
But of course, like, everyone has their own taste or style or the favorite things. So it's quite interesting to know, you know, something like that. Like, they have... different taste compared to myself and those things.
Stop talking about it.
どんどんどんどん
もう話せば話すほどさ
すごいなんか I sound like a papa, right? No. Okay, alright, I can be pervert. I don't mind it. I can be pervert. It's okay. Yeah. That's how like people treat me. Yeah, like he treats me like I am like pervert. Like, yeah. So we've already talked about those kind of things on the radio show before. But it's been a while, so. なんか下世話の話を このラジオでも散々してきたよねって話をしてて、
ああ、そうだね、そうだね、あのケンジさんか、ケンジさん、
いや、以前だけケンジ、ケンジ likes this kind of topic、
すごそうだねって残っちゃったじゃないか、なんでそういうところに誘導する、
いや誘導する、
Yeah, so when we had the Lika and Kenji as a guest, and that was the most, how to say, awkward moment to talk about those topics, I guess. Yeah, but we've already been, so it's okay. I'm not pervert. Yeah. So I didn't call you here to talk about this stuff today.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
what do you want to ask me?
Well, I just wanted to hear about your new album stuff more and more.
It was an awkward question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were thinking to do something new next year? I don't know. What's your plan for next year?
We are planning to create 5 different concept albums. And Of course, we wish to continue doing that, but we don't know if we can do it.
Mm.
So we thought if we say 5 albums, that's kind of achievable goals. So...
PPAPA.
Let me PPAPA.
Like, how about that?
Oh my god!
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
But anyway, so like you were working on this like a new album.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. And then it could be coming soon.
Yes. We hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be music.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're working on photographic project, photography project right now, and also if we can find actors who wants to participate, we can do some kind of like show play or like a radio drama or this kind of thing.
That's gonna be really interesting. Mm.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be just audio. It could be visual, it could be anything.
So all this kind of method,
kind of like mixed stuff. Media.
Okay. Because you've already sent to us like some pictures of you and Chuck. And Chuck was Ophelia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really beautiful. And it was quite interesting to see like someone who I already know was on the picture, and then she looks like Ophelia. So yeah, that's gonna be really interesting.
That project is mainly led by a Malaysian photographer called Ron Jackson, and in the team there are many photographers who are from different countries, but I'm particularly interested in Ron because he has got background in film industry. So he is very good at photoshopping and putting some you know, graphic design into the photography. So
I see. So it could be a photo book or something.
Could be exhibition.
Okay. Alright. So in that case, like maybe we can introduce more details on our Facebook page and then even on this radio show.
Yeah, we are hoping that it could be a whole experience, not just listening to it, but also like, you know, experience the present Hamlet, this kind of concept.
I see. Alright, so yeah, in that case maybe we can put on details of this, those exhibitions and everything on the Facebook, and then people can catch it, and then people are gonna know how like a Chuck and a Charlie walks different ways. So yeah, that'd be really interesting. Right, okay, so Akiyoshi, you have something? No?
He's just playing games.
That's not nice, that's not nice. Right, okay, so we had a Charlie from Chuck the Magpie today, so thank you for coming, Charlie.
Thank you.
So we had a Charlie today as guest, and then he was really shy. Usually like when we have the Chuck, and then she talks a lot. But like the Charlie is a quiet, how to say, really shy to talk. But that's how he's real. way to be, so it was quite fun to see him being like that. Yeah, because usually like when we talk, he's more like cheerful. So like it's because like we are friends now. So yeah, but like this, it was really quite quite a new experience for me to see him being like that. So. Maybe next time when we have a chat, then she's gonna say something about that, I guess. Right, anyway, so this is Friday Radio Show. It's broadcasted on the... broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday we speak in Japanese and Thursday we speak in English. And I'll see you next week again. So thank you for listening. Bye!